First week, how'd it go?
First week went well. I think, you know, the intensity is there. You can tell a lot of guys, you know, spent time away, looking into the playbook, staying on top of the little things, as far as, you know, learning the plays and staying on top of, you know, new kinks and wrinkles here and there. So we got off pretty fast and it's been pretty consistent so far.
All right. Jonathan Fozzi really praised how he learned something new watching you play, or watching practice, playing practice every day. Do you think that's something that you are cognizant of, that you're trying to sort of impart wisdom as you move along, you know, in your career, and then other guys learn from you, or is it just sort of guys that are sort of watching you intently and take a little bit of, you know, advice here and there from just watching you play?
I think when it just comes to, you know, if you're a younger guy and you notice a older guy in anything, whether it's football or your world, you definitely want to take things and look for things that, you know, give you an extra edge. Especially, you know, this is my 10th year and, you know, longevity is key. So looking at certain things, what older guys do to, you know, make their stay. I don't really have like a mindset of, you know, let me go out here and show these young guys how to do it. But you know, I just go out there like I've been doing the last 10 years, is trying to work on my craft and just get better each and every day. And you know, and I learn things from those guys too. So it goes both ways.
When you have conversations with them, those conversations take place right there on the sideline during practice, or are those things that maybe happen more in meeting rooms, that type?
More so on the practice field, yeah.
When you walked in the other day, you said it feels like year two.
Mm-hmm.
Does it really?
I mean, yeah. I mean, my excitement level is, you know, for this year especially, just, you know, whenever you come off of a year like last year, you know, you just there's just this extra. You know, I don't want to take it for granted attitude. I think that's kind of what we did last year, just being complacent a little bit. And so I think, you know, just, I mean, my body is pretty fresh and my mind's fresh, and I think everyone's kind of like on that same tip. So it's exciting here. It's exciting.
People talk about 30-year-old running backs. There's like a stigma, but you're not a typical. You think you're not a typical 30-year-old running back because you had split carries those first few years?
Yeah, that's definitely helped. You know, I don't have that many carries as a typical 30-year-old running back. So that's definitely, you know, helped me out a little bit. But I just think, you know, the way, you know, Coach Rivera treats us in the off season and the workouts and what I've done away from the team as far as, you know, my preparation is also, you know, contribute to that too.
Stu, how would you describe the kind of changes and or tweaks to the offense?
Well, for one, you guys notice that we have number 22 out there. and he's pretty unstoppable as far as, you know, coming out of the backfield, running routes. I can tell you now, there's not going to be anybody in this league that can cover him one-on-one. He's a special player. And so definitely, you know, Coach Shula has definitely found some pretty good ways to, you know, put him in positions to win. So it's a very special situation he's in.
Do you feel like his style is a nice complement to yours?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, you want to call me the big bruiser or the whatever you want to call me. You can call him, I don't know what you want to call him. You guys, that's up to you. But he's a special player, and we got to use him the right way.
Ron mentioned there's a lot of veterans. And I don't know if it's you or anybody else going up to him and telling him how impressed they are with McCaffrey. Guys, I've seen a lot of people come through this league. Were there moments in even the one day of mini camp or early on in training camp?
I think mainly is his preparation has been you know, has been in a difference maker as far as, you know, what sets apart a rookie from other rookies. His preparation is, you know, like a vet, which it should be, because like rookies do learn when you get to the league your rookie year, there's no such thing as being a rookie. So his approach to the game, his focus, his, you know, his mental on the craft is, you know, like a 10.
Stu, do you think the offense will be markedly different, or sort of just adding that wrinkle package that you just referenced to what you guys were already doing?
I'm not going to answer that. I don't feel like I should give NFL insight.
How would you describe it in the offseason? Are you still doing yoga and stuff like that?
Yeah, yoga, a lot of beach work, carrying my baby, and yeah.
How is fatherhood going?
Great. It's the best thing ever.
How would you describe Christian's first movie he makes with the double movie there?
Deadly.
What does it mean to the team bringing back some former Panthers like Peppers and Captain and those guys to come back and give some help in a locker room?
It means a lot, because, I mean, that's veteran leadership that you have there. And then just, you know, having Pep around, my confidence just automatically goes up, just because he's just a massive human being. And also, just obviously, you know, he's, you know, a future Hall of Famer in my eyes. And you got young guys on the team that, you know, play defensive line. Seeing Pep here, it's like probably to them, you know, what it was like for me when I saw Steve Smith on the team when I got here, my rookie year. And I was like, oh, wow, Steve Smith. And, you know, just the wow factor, and just putting things in perspective, you know, this is the NFL, and the reality is around you to be able to be a great player, because you have a great player right next to you. And just, like, going back to somebody that asked earlier, you know, about, you know, older guys teaching younger guys certain things. I mean, that's a perfect example right there to learn after right there, Julius Peppers. I mean, his longevity in his career has been quite impressive, so.
Can you tell us about your duck car a little bit?
I got that from Audi, and they just kind of, I've been a loyal customer to them, and they hooked me up with a ride.
Did you design everything there?
No, one of my friends and the owner there kind of surprised me with the whole Oregon car, Oregon Duckmobile.
What feature do you like best about it?
The wings on the mirrors, yeah.
Have you heard from any of the former players or Coach Taggart at all about the car?
Not personally, but I'm pretty sure they know about it.
Yeah. Stu, what did you think of D'Angelo's pro wrestling debut?
It was interesting, but he did a good job, though. I just, you know, I wish that table broke for him a little more, but he did a good job, though. That business is to entertain, and he did a great job.
What kind of looks when you get out?
I think I read on the team site that you and Christian serenaded the team or something. You guys had some music going or something like that before, or was that Christian Curtis did that?
Yeah, that was in a meeting. Y'all weren't there. I don't know. I ain't supposed to talk about it.